Test 77, Section 2, Question 16. Here we're looking for a principle that would justify the reasoning, so an if-then that matches the passage, so the evidence will match the if, conclusion will match the then. So it says, some people don't see harm in, you know, folk remedy that doesn't do anything, but there is some harm. Many people who are convinced to use an ineffective remedy continue for years rather than pursuing conventional treatments that would almost certainly help them. So the conclusion is there is harm, and the evidence is they're not using something that would help. So basically, even if something doesn't have any effect, it's still harmful if it prevents you from doing things that would help. So that's what we need, is if it prevents you from doing something that would help, then it's harmful. One should not promote a remedy if one believes that using the remedy will cause harm. The problem is not about whether or not they should, it's whether or not it's harmful. And so again, it's going to that normative should type value, and so we don't have that. It is harmful to interfere with someone doing something that is likely to benefit that person. That's one where I said maybe. So it's potentially going to work. Because harmful to interfere with something, someone doing something that's likely to benefit, well, if the conventional would help and we're interfering with that, then that would be, that would kind of fit. So let's hold on to it. And it does have the right conclusion that something is harmful. C, to convince people of something for which one knows there is no evidence is to be dishonest. Problem is, we need to prove that it's harmful, not that it's dishonest. A person who's responsible is responsible for harm he or she does to someone, even if the harm was done unintentionally. Well, that's fine, but we don't need to prove whether or not you're responsible. We need to prove whether it is harmful. And then a person who convinces someone to take a course of action is in part responsible for the consequences. Again, it's not about responsibility for the consequences. It's about whether or not it causes harm. And so B is our correct answer, because that's the only one that talks about proving that it does, in fact, cause harm by showing that it doesn't help or it prevents someone from doing something that would help. And so that's going to be our correct answer.